it's stolen from the guy who's in the car.
We need to set it up now.
Okay, we'll talk you through a bit more because there's another aspect to it tomorrow, please.
Tess Nissen, 5th of April, Rabbi Yitzhak Feierstone, Inyone Hagoda.
When preparing for Shir and Agadah Shel Pesach, so one of my children told me it must be very easy. There's so much to speak about in Agadah Shel Pesach. But Sacheni, I told him there's so many things have been heard already in Agadah Shel Pesach. Also, hard. I'll discuss go through a few parts of the Agadah and discuss such a few Dvorim Chadoshim, if possible. The first thing in Agadah, Holach Ma'anya, the Achola Avason of Arad Mitzrayim. We start the Agadah with a piece of Agadah in Aramaic, Moshe Aramis. Holach Ma'anya, the Achola Avason of Arad Mitzrayim. If we think about this paragraph of Agadah, the Chayyah, this paragraph contains three sentences which are seemingly unrelated. We start Holach Ma'anya. This is the format we show the children the matzah. The Acholah Avason of Arad Mitzrayim. Then we say the second sentence. Kol Dich Ben Yisav Yech. We invite anybody who's hungry, anybody who's needy, to come and eat. Then we finish off with a proclamation or a tefillah. We're going to look at it. Leshona Habo Ba'ad Yisrael. Leshashata Avdo. We're slaves now. Leshona Habo Ba'Nechayim. What's the connection between all these three sentences? The Holach Ma'anya. The Acholah Avason of Arad Mitzrayim. The next sentence, all the needy and all the hungry. And the third sentence, Hashon Ha'abo Ba'ad Yisrael, Hashon Ha'abo B'nei Chayim. So I found in the Rishonim, there's three mahalchim, more than that, three mahalchim, maybe I'll add in a few other pshatim as well. I want to go through three main mahalchim in the connection and what we're saying in this piece of Holach Ma'anya. The second question is who we're talking to. When we say Holach Ma'anya, who are we talking to? Are we talking to the... Is it a tefillah? Are we talking to the children? Are we talking to guests? So we're showing the big three mahalachim. Mahalach number one, we'll go through this mahalach which most people think, is we're talking to guests. Holach ma'anya de'acholah v'asona ba'adam Mitzrayim. Kol dich ben yesev v'yechel. Kol ditzich yesev v'yifzach. We're inviting everybody else to partake in the Seder. Which by is a bit schwer, because it's a bit late to go and invite people to the Seder, and you're sitting there in your house after Kiddush and... After Urchatz and Karpas and Yachatz, and all of a sudden you start inviting people, I think not many people will be around to take the invitation. It's a bit of a futile attempt to get the hungry and the needy to come and eat at your Seder. So Abu Dram says that Be'emes were just repeating the Nusach which they would say in the past before Pesach. This is Abu Dram. Repeating, we're going over. But others say the Pshatz were not actually going and inviting the guests. We're talking to the guests who have already been invited, and we're trying to. We're trying to calm them down. We're trying to say a mitzvah. Daber leiv ha'oni is a mitzvah to be mechazeg ha'oni. We're mechazeg ha'aniim around the table, and we're saying that we've invited you. In other words, kol dich ben yesev yechu, kol ditzach yesev yifzach. But Moshana Abishano, you're not the only poor people around. We're also in poverty. We're also in golus. Hashata ochel Moshana bo ba'ad Yisrael. Hashata avdu Moshana bo b'nei chayim. In other words, we're doing a presenting the guests around the table. We're telling them that you're not the only nevus that have to come on to somebody else for Seder night, because we're all slaves, we're all in the same boat, we're all in Hocha, we're all in Golas, Hashata Avda, and we all wish that in the future, may Hashem should be a better future, Hashem Abba Ba'ad Yisrael, Hashem Abba Ben Echayim. Now, as Holach Ma'ani, we were poor in Mitzrayim, yeah, we're going to be free, hopefully we're going to be freed, so yeah, we're not much different than you. Now, as you and me and the guest, me and the part of the Oni around the table, have not much difference between us. In other words, so all the Ledabe Alev Ha'aniyim, that's the Inyan of Holach Ma'ani. That's the one pshat brought down the Rishonim. A second pshat brought down the Rishonim, and it's also a simple pshat, is the chayyah we're talking to the children. is not talking about the hungry people, the needy people, the aniyim, that need to eat. The kodech ben yeisav yeichel is halacha lemaisa, is referring to those who have hungered themselves on erev haPesach. In other words, there's a mitzvah on erev Pesach, there's a chiv on erev Pesach. Lo yoichel adam ad shetechshach, ave psochem samach lemincha. That's for if I want forbidden to eat and all to eat matzah night, l'teyavay, with a desire, with a geshmak. So we say, holach ma'anya, we show the children the matzah, and we speak to the people around the table. Kodech ben yeisav yeichel, those who have hungered themselves on erev Pesach shall eat. Called Ditzich Yisav Yipsach, we're referring to the Korban Pesach. In other words, in the time of Yisrael Mikdash, in order to eat the Korban Pesach, one didn't eat it when one was hungry. Called Ditzich, that was just the end of the meal on a soiva. And once we mention the Korban Pesach, so then we say, we don't have a Korban Pesach nowadays. Lashon HaBavad Yisrael, Lashon HaBavad Yisrael, we ask the Rebbeinu Shemashashim Zeicha to fulfill the Korban Pesach in the Maisa in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the second Malach. The second Malach is we're talking to children. The third Malach in Halach Manyo is to connect the three things.
Why is that more to the children?
Not the children, to the people around the table. Saying, yeah. The Baal said, "No, I'm saying the mitzvah began to the bilchah." I mean, say it's part of our goda. It's not an invitation to the guests or any of the stocker. It's you know, the beginning of the began to the bilchah by Yemuhu Leiman. In other words, speaking to the Baal of goda, saying the normal things of the seder, explaining why we're eating matzah, why we're eating more, why we're not eating matzah yet, and so on and so forth. The third malach, which is sorry, Hashem, which is a bit more of a chiddush, is a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Nishtayon. The Medrash says in Eicha. Golso Yehuda me'oini. Yehuda went to the Golos me'oini. The pasuk in Eicha says the Medrash Golso Yehuda. It went mekayim lechem oini. As the word mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, one of the sibbas why he went to the Golos was that we weren't mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach properly. We weren't mekayim the mitzvah of matzah properly. Shleiten halach ma'anya called that pshat. I think the Shmuel Aleket brings on that pshat. The halach ma'anya the achola of the son of the Adam in Tzrayim. We are now saying to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, this is lechem oini the achola of the son. We are mekayim lechem oini. And as we say, we're Mekayim Lechem Oini. We are not like our forefathers who were Mekayim Lechem Oini, Golso Yehuda Me'oini.
Why
not? What? Golso Yehuda Me'oini, they were Golso Yehuda Shleikiyam Lechem Oini, Amedush and Eicha. We're Mekayim Tzematzah probably. A few generations of Tal Yisrael had various trials and tribulations, had various nisyonis. So it's a nisyon, Nish Mekayim Tzematzah. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Tosis says, they weren't Mekayim Tfidin in the days of Tosis, you know that? So he says, but honor, we're not Mekayim Mitzvah's Tefillin. Every generation, that's his yoinah. So. Every generation, people go shaita. Every generation, that's his soy. I don't know why, they say the Medrash. The Medrash state, Golso Yehuda Me'oini, Ashley Kiyam Lechem Oini. So later, we tell the Rebbeinu Shem, it's a Tefillah. Holach Ma'anya De'achola Avasona Ba'adam Mitzrayim, we are Mekayim Lechem Oini. Now, according to that Pshat, the connection of Kol Dich Ben Yesev Yechel is not so apparent. And we can track that, we can be Moisev. As one of this, one sibba we're in Golis is Avada, for Lechem Oini, as a Vishet Zemedish. But the Poshta sibba is we're in Golis, because of Sinas Chinim, because of the Olam Lechaveri, the sibba. So we carry on. Holach Ma'anyu Mekayim Lechem Oini. Secondly, Kol Dich Ben Yesev Yechel, Kol Ditzach Yesev Yifsech, we're inviting people, we're Mekayim the Mitzvah Achtas. But Schus Zeb, Schus these two mitzvahs, we ask the Rebbeinu Shleil, Vashona Habo, Hashat Ha'ah Ha'achol, Hashon Habo Ba'arad Yisrael, Hashat Ha'abdu, Hashon Habo Ben Eichel. So the way we said this, there's three Mahalchim and Holach Ma'anya, who we're talking to, Posh Pshat, either we're talking to the Aniyim, we're Medaba Alibam, or we're talking to the people around the table, like usual, Chedek of the Hagoda, and we're telling them halachas of the night, the hunger is to hang oneself in Erev Pesach, and we spoke about a Korban Pesach as well, that's the end of the meal, we're asking, Hashanah Abba B'nei Barad Yisrael, and the third Mahalach is we're talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and we're saying, Golso Yehuda Me'oini, Merev Avoda, now we're Mekayim Lechem Oini, Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tzedakah, called Dichman Yesev Yechel, and therefore we ask for Schuz Zeh, Lashon Ahaba, Ba'arad Yisrael. Those are some of the three reasons, there's three Pshatim, which I saw brought down, they got the Pshat in Holach Ma'anya. But Ketrechta, there's three reasons why Holach Ma'anya said the Lashon Aramis. Also brought down the Rishonim, but the only part of Agoda said the Lashon Aramis. One reason brought down is, because we're speaking to the Bnei Ba'is, we want everyone to understand at least a part of the Agoda. Something like that, and they say the whole Agoda in another language to explain it. Aba Kaponim, there's Bnei Ba'is, you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh in the days of Chazal. So they translate at least a little bit at the beginning, the essence of the Agoda in Lashon HaRamis. In order she yavinu ha-noshim va-ata. That's the Lashon. The first bit was done on Ramas. The second shtickle, the second reason why Lashon Amos is brought down, it's also the Lashon, is Kadei the Mazikin shouldn't come and disturb your Seder. There's forces of the Mazikin. I want to invite people to the Seder. One goes along and makes a declaration called Dich Ben Yesev Yechad Pabitzev Yesev Yosef. So there's a few Sheen dollars also hanging around. Also would like to enter and make a bit of trouble. So as we say called Dich Ben Yesev Yechad Pabitzev Yesev Yosef, we say to Lashon Aramis, the Gemara says, Mazikin don't understand Lashon Aramis, and they won't come and disturb the Seder. Aile Maises Haleid, the Mishenim Aske Kasha on this chat. Aile Maises Neil Shimurim, it's Neil Amashuma Abom in Amazikin. So they say that's generally, if you invite them, they'll come. Neil Shimurim means that they'll keep out of the way. If you make a declaration, called Dich Ben Yesev Yechel, called Ditzach Yesev Yesach, because I feel Neil Shimurim will find a way. And I put an open invitation out, then normally they'll generally leave you alone in Neil Shimurim. Or if you invite them personally, and then they'll come. So called Dich Ben Yesev Yechel would invite the Mazikin as well. Hence we say in Oshin Aramis, to exclude any unwanted guests, as I unwanted guests meaning the Mazikim, whatever they mean. Al Kapon does that straight up shot. When I'm Dritz of Shabbat on the Shoinim is that we start the Seder, and Chasasholim Malochim, in Shaman, we find the Roshas of some Tfilis, are such great occasions, the Malochim can be Mekatrik. We find Akadosh, we find other things, we say the Roshan Aramis, the Malochim shouldn't be jealous and be Mekatrik. So therefore, we start to say the Roshan Aramis, the Malochim shouldn't be Mekatrik. This high point, at the beginning of the Seder, and we carry on Roshan Akadosh as well. We find the Roshan Aramis, the Tfilis, or certain Tfilis, we say in Roshan Aramis, the Malochim shouldn't be jealous of us and be Mekatrik. Al Kaponim, that's the third Malach. I just thought that the three Malachim would correspond nicely with the three Pshatim. In other words, if Halach Ma'anya is speaking to one's children, as we said before, the first Pshat, speaking to the Bnei Bayis, so the first Pshat corresponds. Kadei Shiyovinu, Hanoshim, Bahataf. In other words, if the Halach Ma'anya is speaking to the people in the household, what we're doing exactly, just an introduction, we understand what Lashon Aram is. The first Pshat of Lashon Aram is, because we're speaking to the people, we don't understand the children of the household. If Holach Ma'anya is an invitation or speaking to the guests, once again that corresponds with the second Mahalach. We don't invite any Mazikin, that's why it's Lashon Aramis. And if Holach Ma'anya is a Tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shleilem, Gols Yehudim Ha'oini, Lashon Abba Ba'arad Yisrael, we're Mekayim Lechem Ha'oini, and we ask the Rebbeinu Shleilem, that corresponds with the third Pshat, the Malachim shouldn't be Mekatrik. Malachim shouldn't be Mekatrik at Tefillah, we find Machay or Masay, and Slich, and various other Lashon Aramis, like Tefillahs, that the Malachim shouldn't be Mekatrik. Some of this is a Chiddush in Holach Ma'anya. The Baal HaGadda continues later on in the Agada, famous Shekhar Agada, Avodim Ayinu Rufarei B'Mitzrayim. It's found in Rashbats. Rashbats is the Rishon on the Agada. The Gemara says in Psochim, there's two Machlekes Amiroi, Rav and Shmuel. The Klal is, Agada Shal Pesach, the format of the Agada is, Maschilin B'Gnus, U'Mesayim B'Shvach. One begins on the Gnus of Klal Yisrael, and one finishes on the praise and the Shvach of Klal Yisrael. So the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, where the Gnus at the beginning is, and where the Shvach at the end is. Where's the Maschil the Gnus, and where's the Messiah B'Shvach? Chad Omer once says, Maschilin B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shvach, is Avodim Ayinu Lefarei B'Mitzrayim, that's the Gnus, and the Shvach is V'Yitzireinu Hashem Elokeinu Mishom, V'Yod Chazoka, V'Zrayin Atzuyah. That's the beginning, we have to discuss the Avdus and discuss the Chedus. And the Chad Omer, The Gnus is, we serve the Avodah Zorah, and the Shvach is, V'achshav kevonu hamokoyim la'avodosei. The Emes is, the Nusach, Metchila oibda Avodah Zorah hoi avoseinu, V'achshav kevonu hamokoyim la'avodosei, who would avoseinu? Avoseinu v'teyach, Avi Avraham. No shaykhis to Yisiz Mitzrayim. We're talking about Yisrael Mitzrayim tonight. The Mantinsky is in Sitzcha, there is Mitzrayim. Mitchila oib da vodah mitzvenu, Terech avi Avram, avi Nocha, Ekech hazevicha me'eva hano, Oilech ha'izvacha. Now we're discussing Terech, and forget others ask a kasha, where do you find Terech? It's called avi Seinu, there's no yichas to Terech. Asherika. Aber come on, Pashtus, the Balagoda means Mitchila oib da vodah mitzvenu, he was talking about Terech. And Avram avinu, v'ashe, kevon avakim na vidosi. What's the pshat in them? What? The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say that. Says who's Abba Seinu. The Bible God continues. Terech Abi Avram, Abi Nocha, the Ekech Hazavicha, the Eba Anov, the Eirech Hazavicha, the Eskanav, the Nesitra, the Eirech Hazavicha, 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 Yeah, but then it goes in Tanakh, but it says. It's a Eker Chazavich, and we took Avraham Avinu away from Avodah Zarah. That's why he's mashman Nagod. The Rambam says in the Avodah Zarah, the Rambam goes through the beginning of Avodah Zarah, the whole toss of Avodah Zarah in the world. They're going to say a mistake. How people came to serve Avodah Zarah, which is the beginning of the world, everyone realized that it was Makkah the Rebbeinu Shleim. He goes to the Gantz Arichas there. They can't say, he said people thought that the various stars, the various Metzias in the world was Shiluchim of the Rebbeinu Shleim. And you had to be Mechaba them, you had to honor them. And then they got to slowly but surely to evolve. And people thinking that these were their forces, these were their Shuyas in the world. The Rambam's got to Gantz Arichas. And the Rambam says that Avraham Avinu was the one who was Makkah the Rebbeinu Shleim. He says, when he got older, Avraham Avinu, so he began to think in his mind, he was still young, he was thinking day and night about the mistake of the world. He saw these orbits going around, the various stars and planets, how can it be constantly going the same way, but a year manik, you can't have a leader, only a subversor, who's turning it? Because he thought about it a long time, it's impossible, because the Rambam is very marich, and the Rambam, and he says, his father and mother were serving Avodah Zarah, and he came to the realization that everyone's making a mistake. After arguing with the Bnei Kastim, as we all know, till he was thrown into the furnace by Nimrod, and he started standing, Avraham Avinu, beginning of Avodah Zarah, a long, long ramble. He stood and he called to all the people, and he said, Avraham Avinu started dashing to everybody. He was Makara people, Yikra, Shem Hashem, the Rishit and Pasuk. He would go continuously walking around and shouting out, and the Kabbat, the army would gather people from ear to ear, from your Malacha to Malacha, Achi Gila, it's Canaan, Shalem of Yikra Shom, B'Shem Hashem, Kail Oilam. He said, then the people would gather together with him, he would explain them, if he died, until he also returned to Derech Emes. Achi Nitzkab Seil of Halachim Ulubabas, Avraham Avinu had thousands and thousands of followers who also believed in the Achdus Hashem, he returned the Indian of Achdus Hashem to the world. Behem Anche Beis Avram. The Shosal believe on my Ikka God, he planted in their hearts this great Ikka. The Chibbe by Svarim, he wrote books about it. The scrolls, he wrote Svarim about it. The idea in Yitzchak Benoi. Something means the Gemara. So Gemara says how many sects of the Zoras there were in the days of Avram. There's a number in the Gemara. Some of them means that Gemara. I can't remember the Russian Gemara. There's hundreds of Svarim, sects of the Zoras. The Gemara is not a guess. The Chibbe by Svarim, he wrote Svarim. It's a Mesechtes to show the falseness of the Zoras. So he taught the Yitzchak. The Yoshav Yitzchak Melamadu Machse. Yitzchak also continued this movement. Melamadu Machse. The Yitzchak Hadir Yaakov. Yitzchak told Yaakov. Umineu Lelamit. The Yoshav Melamadu Machse Kolanil Vemelov. And they all were coming and teaching all those who accompanied them. The Yaakov in the Limadban of Kulam Hibde Levi. He was also the Rosh Hashiva. Lamadarech Hashem. The Lishma Mitz Zavron. The Tziva is Banosh Neavsikum Nelevi Mamunach Mamuna. They command themselves continuously. There should be somebody, Mamuna, from their children, to be Machse the Oilam to Achdus Hashem. This is an important bit. It continued constantly. There was a nation of followers who knew the Rebbeinu Shleim. After many years in Mitzrayim, they returned. They learned from the ways of the Egyptians and the Mitzrayim. And they also started serving Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim like them. Chutz mi Shevet Levi, besides Shevet Levi, Shamitzus Ovis, we find that in Mitzrayim, even though they didn't fall into Tznus and other Vedas, but they fell in Avodah Zarah. We know the Chazal say, they came to the Yamsuf, Halolo Evda Avodah Zarah, Halolo Evda Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is being found in Mitzrayim. Look, my Oyd, my Ovid Shevet Levi, Avodah Zarah. Ukimat, Kot Hoyo, Moha Iker, Shashos, Navimim Neka. When they went to Mitzrayim, the whole Iker, which Avraham Avinu planted in the world, was Kimat Neka through Mitzrayim. And he said, "V'chazru b'nei Yaakov litis amatyon." Omer avas Hashem esonu misham esashvu l'Avram b'inu. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu b'Rabbi Shikol Yanavim b'shalchu. He said, "Moshe Rabbeinu, kimish esav Moshe Rabbeinu v'och Hashem esonu nachda hichtiron b'mitzvah diem derech avedosei u'mayim shavidazar." Kitzav Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that Moshe said, "Moshe Rabbeinu b'avas Hashem to Klal Yisrael and saved them from this pitfall of avedazara to bring them back to what they were." So, Moshe Zeig Shmak mitchida ev avedazara hoy aveseinu v'asher kona walk avedosei and we bring it out in terach aveseinu aveseinu mitzrayim. Avisenu Mitzrayim served Avodah Zarah because they went back to the Mahalach of Terach again. As Avraham Avinu was the one who uprooted The consequence of Ekchas Avichem Evano, Ba'oilech Eisel Chaneas Kanan, as we say to Inamam, he was one who planted Ya'achdus Hashem in the world again. When they went to Mitzrayim, they returned to the same mistake as Terach. In other words, Avada Terach was the Eved Avoy Dezora. But the Masach of the Gnus, it's not only Terach Avoy Dezora, it's Terach Avoy Dezora returning to Klal Yisrael when they were in Mitzrayim, as we say to Inamam. The Asher, Kwanam Akim Avedosa, as the Rambam continues, and the Rambam says, Me'avas Hashem Eisonu, is Me'oi, Seb Moshe Rabbeinu, to save us from that pitfall of Avoy Dezora that they returned to in Mitzrayim. So, come to Chais, we see in the Santazach that the Oved Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, the Metchila Oved Avodah Zarah, the Maschil the Gnus, is the Rochnistic estate, the Lakin Amunah Mitzrayim. Avodah Minu Fire of Mitzrayim, Pashtus is the Gashmistic of Maschil the Gnus, or Mitzrayim Beshvach, the physical slavery and the Shibud in Mitzrayim. Biskarov says that the two Mandaonim are not really Chaylik. They're talking about two different aspects of Haschol the Gnus and Mitzrayim Beshvach. One is a spiritual slavery, and one is a physical slavery. Mitchila Oved Avodah Zarah is a Rochnis de Keshibbut. And Avodah Mayinu is a Gashmis de Keshibbut. That's what you should describe. Avich Hagzini Rashpatz, in Agodah Shal Pesach, this is in Santazach. On Avodah Mayinu, the fire of Mitzrayim, the Rashpatz says, he brings a Medrash in Tehillim. The Medrash in Tehillim says, Atem, the Medrash in Tehillim is Perek Yud Gimel. Atem Mechartem Yosef Le'evet. You sold Yosef for Evet. Chayechem Bechol Shono, Tikra Avodim Ayinu Lefarei B'Mitzrayim. You sold Yosef as a servant. Says the Medrash, the Baruch Shem swears that every single year you'll have to say Avodim Ayinu Lefarei B'Mitzrayim. In other words, it seems that Avodim Ayinu Lefarei B'Mitzrayim is a direct punishment for Yosef as a Eved. What's the Pshat in them? So the Gezeir of going to Mitzrayim was told to Avraham Avinu already. Ki Gei Yeh Zayacha Be'eretz Lo Yilahem. Al B'Shteit, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Sof Pashat Vayigash, Rabbeinu Bechaya says, So Pashtun Miketz, he says, Avada, as I should remember, Chaim Vital as well, that Avada, there had to be a slave in it, there had to be a servant, there had to be in a strange land, but the main Gashmistik, a Shibud, the Yitzhoras, and the Shibud which they had, that was all due to Mechilas Yosef. In other words, they could have got away of being a Mitzrayim in Golas, somewhere in a strange land, but the Tzoras and the Shibud and the hard work and all the pain they went through, that was all due to, because they sold Yosef as the Eved, Klal Yisrael had to rectify this by going through Mitzrayim in the Shibud of Mitzrayim. The starkheit of the Shibud, the various difficulties of the Shibud, would have been a Mechai. It was only due to Mechilas Yosef. So the Ben Ishchai says, that a person dips twice by Seder night. You dip the karpas in salt water, and the mori in the charesis. The Ishchai says, the two dippings are connected, two dippings mentioned in the Torah. The first dipping is connected by Yikulas HaKasoynes Badom. They dip the Kasoynes into blood. And the second dipping is in the Kachtam HaGudas Ezov, or Tvalta Moisei Basof. They dipped also the Gudas Ezov, Tvalta Moisei Badom, and they threw it on Asof. They do a Pshat, brought down, the Ben Ishchai says, the Indian is the Indian of Achtus and Pirid in Klal Yisrael. Now, was the first dipping in salt water, is Miramas connected the first act of Sinas Chinam of Klal Yisrael amongst themselves, Yosef and his brothers. It represents the beginning of Yisrael's Mitzrayim, the Ben Ishchai says, Vayitbulu HaSakseinus Badom, which was the union of Machlekes. And that's what caused, as we're saying now, that's the cause, the catalyst of Avodah Mayinu Lefarei B'Mitzrayim to the great sorrows they had in Mitzrayim. The second dipping of the Mori Charesis, which Charesis manages to sweeten the bitter period. The idea of Mori Charesis is the Charesis should be a Shtekala Hamtoka. It should be the sweetening effect of the Moreh. The beginning of the Golas is the beginning of the Geula is Keneged Vakachtem Agudas Ezev. Now Ezev is a Lashon of humble, as the Rashi says in the Torah, Ezev is a low grass, and Agudas is together. A person that goes with Achnor and he goes with the union of Agudah, of gathering together, is that is the beginning of the Geula. In other words, and that's the union of Moreh and Charesis. That's the Charesis which sweetens the Moreh at the end of the second dipping is the beginning of the Geula. So the Haggadah corresponds, the beginning of Haggadah corresponds to Sinas Chinam, the Chet of Mechidas Yosef, and the end continues with Tvalt Moses, the Morin Charesis, is to correspond to Tvalt Magudas Ezev and Mitzrayim, which is Maram is connected to be Ma'agad, to bring together again, to be Ma'agad, the people, Yikal Yisrael, if they act Ba'achno, if they act Ba'ano, but they don't need a Machlekas anymore, don't keep Ma'agad them with Tvalt Moses, they can take Ma'kachtamus Magudas Ezev. Shetim Meshachachma, Meshachachma Pashachim Mois, the Meshach Chochma asks, find the Santa Nusach in the Tfin of Yom Kippur. Shekiat HaSolchan Yisrael, V'mochan HaNeshiv Te Yishurim, V'chol Doi V'doi. So the Baruch Hu is Seleach the Klal Yisrael. Umochelon the Shivtei Yeshurun. What's the Russian Shivtei Yeshurun? You know if I Shivtei Yeshurun. There's two Averas which the Klal Yisrael still suffer from all the way through the Doinis. One Avera, as we all know, is the Eagle. Of the Impakti, of the Kadati Esam. The Ibn Ishtem wasn't Moichin in Gansip of the Eagle. Every single thing, what he did was, that through the Doinis, every single Shtik of Tsaris, he adds on a Shtik of Tsaris of the Eagle as well. Another Tsari brings to mind, which is not so well known, is the Chet of Mechiris Yosef. The Chet of Mechiris Yosef. It's also all the way through the generations, you find Asar Ruge Malchus, you find they were punished for the Chetim Mechiris Yosef. The Atta Solchan the Yisrael, the Mochan, the Shifti Yishun, the Chol Doi Vadoi, the Solchan the Yisrael refers to the Chol Doi Vadoi, refers to the Chet, which is Nishra, the Chet Ha'egel. The Mochan, the Shifti Yishun, the Chol Doi Vadoi, refers to the Chatoim, which begins, the Vehon Mechaveri, the Chatoim, which is the Mochan, the Shifti Yishun, the Chol Shifti Yishun, the Shvotim. In other words, the beginning of it was the Shifti Yishun, was the Shvotim with Yosef together, is, that's the Chetz of Mechiris Yosef. So, come to this, we were saying now, it could be also the Pshat Kenzayin Azay. As the two Maschel Begnusim, Messiah Meshvach, Avodim Ayinim and Fire of Mitzrayim, one was, as we said, Avodim Ayinim was connected to Mechiris Yosef. And the Mitzchilah, Oiv, the Avodim Zorah, how you have seen it, was a Yochni stick of Chetz. It was, as we say now, was in Avodim Zorah, which is the same Sheirish as the Chetz of the Eagle. And that was Avodim Ayinim and Fire of Mitzrayim, Yisrayim Hashem Nekinim Yisham, the shayrish of the Avodim Ayinu, of the slavery, of the difficulties in Mitzrayim, the Tzores, the Shibbat, was due to the Chatoim and Adam Nechaveirei. That's what the Rav Hatzir, as Rav Yerashpat says, because they sold Yosef, because Shona Vashona Avodim Ayinu Lefayim of Mitzrayim, we're involved in Avodim Ayinu. Whereas the Chet of Mitchilo, the Avodim Zohar Yosef, which is a Rochnistik of Shibbat, that's connected to the Chet of the Eagle, which is a Rochnistik of Avodim Ayinu. So the Rochnistik of Avodim caused a spiritual Shibbat in Mitzrayim. Whereas the Gashmis Nekaveiris, the Benod Mechaveir Nekaveiris, caused Poshut the physical slavery and difficulties and Tsaras in Mitzrayim. And both you say this is true, there was a Gashmis Nekashibbet and a Rochnis Nekashibbet. The state, the Dubna Magid brings this Moshel. The state in the Magid Asakasha, he said, we know the Torah is Makmit, Al Matzah Samaririm Yechlu. You have to eat the Matzah, Morim, and Kol Pesach together. In fact, I've said the matzah is connected to Ka'ula, Mora is connected to Shibbat, but why the matzah and the Mora together? What's the meaning of taking the matzah? I mean, we do it like Hillel, Zeichel, Mikdash, Hillel. We also do it as we take the matzah. What's the meaning of the Kari of the matzah and the Mora together? The Shaykh of the Magid in Tzatazach, he brings a moshel of somebody who was a wealthy person, and he was a Tzitzich HaShidduch for his daughter, he was looking for a Shidduch. And finally he found, the only Shidduch he could find was somebody, the Kavocha, a Bocha Muflig. Of this Bocha was from a very poor family. He went to the Yana town. And he looked at the bocha talk, he was very gefon about the bocha. But he wanted to come to the shidduch on the spot straight away. So he arranged, he asked the bocha if they could arrange the chasna already. He said, in those days, travel was a hard thing. Arranged the chasna, now he came with his daughter and finished. The father, the chutn, said, hey, see, we're poor people. Rabban Gomesh was saying, I can't still see a chasna. We haven't got the yechidah, so we have a bit of black bread here and a bit of dirt. Well, you have to give us time to prepare. He said, no, I will the bocha as a shtak. He's willing to forgo if it's a fancy chasna. A bit of black bread will do, whatever you've got, a bit of black bread and onions, whatever's not against. Abim is a machin nechasna, he should make the chasna quickly, straight away. He's so desperate for this bocha, he doesn't want to give him up anyway. Do the chasna straight away. Makitza, they were masking with the chasna, and the mechotni was a wealthy person. He brought with some clothes for the chosen, and he took off the rags of the chosen, and he gave him new clothes, so the chosen should go with the rags of the chasna. So the mechotni zigestelt, he stelt some new clothes for the chosen. He said, but the chasna he saw, the mechotn saw, that the chasna took a bit of this black bread, and he gave it to somebody and put it aside. He said, the next day the mechotn also took some of the old rags which the chasna used to wear, and he also put it aside. Nobody knows what was going on here. But after a couple of years, a few months, the chasna already was a shtickel of a haimish with a shver, and he was a bit of a mechutzav to his shver, a bit angry, he got some argument with the shver sometime. So the shver said to him, I want you to remember, he said, I took you from rags to riches. I took you from a poor family. I took you to my family. You should not get a karas atayv to me. And he showed him. He took out the rags which he used to wear. And he said, I provided you with the situation, the financial support which you have today. Look where you came from. So the chosn also took out his black bread from the past. I want you to show you, he said, as how you were so desperate for me, you're willing to serve this at the chasna. He took out the black bread to show. So the Zelbazach, he said, the Rebbeinu Shteinam, Kairich, he said, the Rebbeinu Shteinam, Klal Yisrael don't always behave, the Rebbeinu Shteinam. Klal Yisrael, situation, met a bit of aiding to the Shver. Mekitza, Ebony Shem tells us nothing. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He took us from rags to riches. He shows us the matzah, which we, the faket, the more. He shows us the where we used to be, the bits of sand we had in Mitzrayim. So Klali Sol to Ebony Shem, we show the Ebony Shem the matzah, faket, the matzah together, the more. As you were desperate to take us out of the sand, you were willing to forego the darling and the horror, the capital like voice, to take us out of the sand. Those are the Inyan from Kairach. We eat the matzah and the more together. There's a ton of a task. We're not behaving properly. The Ebony Shem took us all the way from the more. So we showed the Ebony Shem Mitzidoi as faket, as the matzah, was his also, his avim, his Mitzidoi, to take us out of his time as quick as possible. On the tea end again, where the Inyan, Shaitan, Baruch Hashem Golonu, Kenya Geinu Hashem Elekeinu, the Moedim and the Goyal Machayim, Haboim the Kurseinu, the Shalim. So I saw Yehi Ben Yoke, he's the Rebbe of the Ramban, the Rebbe of Rashi, he's got a parish in Nagoda. He said, what's the Lashon Kenya Geinu Hashem Elekeinu, the Moedim and the Goyal Machayim, Haboim the Kurseinu? He said, Lashon is, it's Lashon of Rishayim, Zah Lashon Tumua, where do you find the regal which is Bo the Kurseinu? The regal doesn't move. Normally you moving on to the regal. What's the Lashon Kenya Hashem Moedim and the Goyal Machayim, Haboim the Kurseinu the Shalim? So Yehi Ben Yoke Moedim the Gazach. He said, the Moedim and the Goyal Machayim, he says, we know, he's not referring to normal Yom Tovim. The Moedim and the Goyim Achim is referring to Yemos HaMashiach. Haboim Likosin and the Sholem is two ways Mashiach can come. Mashiach can come be'itah, in the time, and it's when the time comes, it's one case. Mashiach can come, Haboim Likosin, Mashiach can come be'itah ba'achishena. And with Mashiach can come, he can bring Mashiach forward. Just like he sees Mitzrayim forward, he can bring Mashiach forward, but Elosh Nachishana. He's a Kenya again, Hashem and a Kenu, the Moedim and the Golem Mechem, Haboim and Kasenu. When the Mashiach comes earlier than it's meant to be, it looks as if Mashiach is coming, he's coming towards us, rather than we're going towards him. We're not waiting for the final time. It's Achishana. Mashiach is brought earlier, he's coming towards us. But because then, Avram Gurovitz in his Agoda Shapesach, he dashes Haboim and Kasenu, he says one way, this is the Shalim, the Vilagon, it's Sheikh Anderson as well, that the Inyan of, of the Itzon Achishena is when Mashiach comes in the time and he has to come, is then there's going to be Mechemes Goy Gemogel, there's Grace of Tzoros. But the Inyan of Achishena, Mashiach comes before the time, is then Faket. There'll be no Inyan of Goy Gemogel and other Mechemes. So the Kenya again, Hashem and the Kenya, the Moedim and Golem Achayim, Haboim and Gosein, if the Boim and Gosein will design the Sholim, Taka. I'm sure the Hilfen, the Zeicha, to Taka, to rectify the chetz of Mechiyas Yosef and the Chabeim and the Mokim is like his Nigal to have this Lechiyas Bekor.